Welcome back to the National Hurricane Center. This is Ken Graham. We're out here in the operations area. The time is 2 o'clock Eastern. Time for the latest update on Hurricane Dorian. Got the latest winds here, 150 miles an hour, still moving so slow, west-northwest at 1 mile an hour. And you notice the recent information, and we scroll down. This is a brand-new forecast, literally just updated moments ago. And you can see they're still talking about this large area of tropical storm force winds extending from the center and also the hurricane's force winds. So, you know, we kind of continue to think about this, not as the center point, but really think about this large area of wind field as it moves north. We have hurricane warnings up for the coast and a hurricane watch. So we got the hurricane warning along the Florida coast, then turning into a hurricane watch, even extending into Georgia. So conditions will continue to deteriorate with time. So look at this timing here, very slow movement, and we have a stationary position. So look at our position right now, and then you go to 8 a.m. tomorrow morning, Tuesday, 8 p.m. Tuesday, so very slowly moving up the coast. This is 8 a.m. Wednesday, and with time, 8 a.m. Thursday, and then even on Friday. So we'll be dealing with this hurricane the entire time. And this is what it looks like in the latest radar. Still very stationary. You just kind of take a picture of it there and really not moving at all, just kind of wobbling around. So still seeing those battering winds and the rain and the storm surge around the Bahamas just continuing to batter the islands. And the rain bands throughout Florida, not just the East Coast, but even the West Coast of Florida, already seeing some of these rain bands, and gusts could be 40 to 50 miles an hour in some of these rain bands, so we'll have to watch that with time. Some of the impacts, we've talked about the wind, and we've talked about some of those rain showers with these rain bands, and the storm surge is always a significant issue as well. So we do have storm surge warnings and also watches up. It all depends on the timing, but in any of these areas highlighted in red, could see 4 to 7 foot of storm surge. And a big reminder here, too, that water could come up well before you get the center of the storm. And why that's important, the local officials telling you that you need to be ready in these evacuation zones, know your zone. Listen to those local officials. If they tell you to get out, you need to get out. And you can't wait either, because the water comes up early. And if you wait too long, well, the water could be over the road and you can't get out. So 4 to 7 foot potentially in some of these areas. So you really need to watch that with time. Let's look at the rainfall. The rainfall forecast, we keep updating the forecast based on the track. Well, the good news is most of the rainfall right now, right along the center and the right side, most of it offshore. But as we keep reminding everybody, so important, a small change in that track could bring these higher values inland. You've seen how that changed with time, so we got to watch that. So the other timing, onset of some of these winds tomorrow and Wednesday spreading northward across Florida, and look with time across the Carolinas Wednesday and Thursday. So we're going to watch that real close and provide updates as we come. This has been Ken Graham with the National Hurricane Center. No.